COVID vaccine clinics for children ages 5 to 11 are rolling out around the D.C. region. WAMU reporters Debbie Truong, Dominique Maria Benessi, and Colleen Grablick fanned out across the region as shots first became available and parents scrambled to secure a dose.
I'm Debbie Truong, and I'm reporting from outside Tacoma Community Center in Washington, D.C. There are probably at least 200 families waiting in line for a vaccine. I'm told that there are about 300 doses of Pfizer.
Sandra Guzman is ready to get her 7-year-old son, Emerson Alejandro, vaccinated. She did a test run from her son's school to the vaccination site and even mapped out a strategic place to park.
There was this morning a lot of planning and reconnaissance that I was ashamed of, but now I am glad. I'm very glad.
Emerson is among the first children to receive the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine at the community center. Guzman waited nervously for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to approve the vaccine for young children. And when it was finally authorized for emergency use,
I just got tears in my eyes. I'm just so glad, and I'm so glad right now that he can finally be protected.
Here's what Emerson had to say after getting his first shot.
It pinched a little, but I did deep breaths, and I closed my eyes so it wouldn't hurt that much.
Emerson says he feels good and is excited to come back for his second shot in 3 weeks.
This is Dominique Maria Benessi in Glen Arden, Maryland. I'm at the Judge Sylvania Woods Elementary School in the auditorium. There are tables with colorful tablecloths, almost like for a kid's birthday party, spread out here, and kids sitting down with their parents at tables to get shots.
How proud of you!
Doris Jackson of Brandywine gives 5-year-old Miracle Epps a hug and a kiss after she gets her jab. She stands up from her chair and tells me they're going to McDonald's for a reward. But not all kids are having an easy time. Arandam Biswas has some reservations.
Kind of nervous, kind of like happy too.
When it's Arandam's turn, his dad, Nishwan Biswas, has to hold him in his lap as the nurse tries to insert the needle into the squirming 7-year-old's arm. When it's all done, Nishan says,
"We're gonna buy a big toy today."
Biswas and other parents like Camille Hill with her 10-year-old son Dylan say now that their kids are vaccinated, they're hoping to have more family around the Thanksgiving table this year. Camille tells me they recently lost 2 family members to COVID.
They were not vaccinated. This is one of the reasons why we're really like pushing towards this. We want to make sure that we're protected.
In 6 weeks, Hill's family will be fully vaccinated in Prince George's, the county with the most COVID cases in the state.
I'm Colleen Grablick, and I'm at Fort Stanton Recreation Center in Ward 8. There's a line stretching far down the street of parents and kids waiting to get a COVID-19 vaccine. There's a lot of running around and some tears. By the time I arrived, the clinic hadn't opened yet and already hundreds of families were waiting. Kathleen Jambi and her 5-year-old son arrived an hour and a half early. It's an emotional day for the both of them.
I made him a cake, so we have a cake waiting at home. We're gonna have a party.
Oliver, who is 8, also has some mixed emotions before getting his shot.
I'm really excited and nervous for the vaccine.
About an hour and a half into the clinic, staff come out to tell parents in line that if they don't have a little ticket yet with a number, they won't be able to accommodate them. Jen Kane and her 5-year-old son William are among those families leaving unvaccinated. Kane plans to try another clinic tomorrow or wait a few days for the pop-up happening at William's school. Both William and Mom say getting the vaccine will be worth the wait.
Then I can go to any place.